The lines are open. 1-300-872-911. John McKenzie. Real music, real opinions. 4CA.
Let's look at the modified laws that applies with these thieving thousands of kids across the state of Queensland. Of course, we cop it up here more than anywhere else. Now, to his credit, but he was very busy last week, David Kempton said, look, as soon as we get time, we're going to step through these changes, these modifications in language everybody can relate to. There was an update that emerged last week about already improvements in this crime profile across the state having been noted since the Chris Afulli government took office. Break-ins, stolen cars, robberies and woundings were down in the first few months of adult crime, adult time. Now, is it coincidence or did a message get transmitted to these thieving children across the state? I don't know. I'm not convinced yet. Numbers of stolen cars, break-ins, robberies and woundings across Queensland have shown early decreases between December and February compared with the same time last year. Early signs point to adult crime, adult time deterring youth crime, with the laws to be expanded with more offences this week. Well, that's last week, obviously. And it says police data, since adult time, adult crime was introduced, suggests the stronger laws are deterring youth crime. Fewer stolen cars, in fact, 453 fewer stolen vehicles compared with the same period last year, 1,033 fewer break-ins. This is across Queensland. So is it coincidence or is there a message sinking in? I'm still suspicious. But to his great credit, David Kempton said, we're going to talk about these changes to the law and the prospect of reduction in crime in language everybody can relate to. He's on the line. He's the state member for our seat of Cook up here for the LNP. David Kempton, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Dave, good to get together, and let's talk about these early figures. I mean, they showed reductions, significant reductions, without, you would think, the usual offenders out there shaking their boots, because I would have thought they would have had to have, constant reminders and have some significant sentences going through the courts before they take notice. Why are we seeing these reductions in crime already?
Well, John, it's because it's a right-across-the-board approach to the problem. If there was a massive reduction quickly, you think, well, they're just taking the breath and it's all going to come back again. But what we are doing is a systematic approach at every level, and it is working. And as I've said to you a number of times before, don't expect massive turnarounds in a big hurry. But by the end of this year, I'm confident we're going to see significant change in this curse that's upon our communities, especially here in the north. And there's some really good reasons for this, which I can walk through if you want me to.
Well, yes, I will, but I'm still encouraged by these reductions already. Now, actually, let's work through these changes that were wrought last week, bit by bit, one by one, in language that David will all understand.
Well, John, at the time when adult time came in, we said that we would make certain offences committed by juveniles to be dealt with as if they were adult crimes. Now, we were responding to those offences that were most prominent at the time, and we brought that law in. We brought it in before Christmas. It's in place now, and as you know, the magistrates and judges are even starting to refer to it now, and they're taking into account young offenders' previous history, and they are now sentencing them as if they were adults. So that's biting in. But as time has evolved, we've set up an expert panel to look at what other offences, and this is a whole range of things around aggravated assault and being armed in company, damaging police vehicles. There's about 20 new offences. There's sexual offences. So we've brought a whole new raft of offences into the regime as well, and we're still looking. So that wherever these young, serious and repeat offenders turn, if it's a crime against their community, they will be treated as if they are adults, and they will go into detention accordingly. So that's a really strong deterrent. But the other things we are doing, last week, the trial into electronic monitoring devices, we are extending that to ensure that the young offenders do have bracelets on. And the stats are really encouraging, because those offenders who is a condition of bail were fitted with these devices, not re-offend, because the police knew where they were. There was one or two minor incidences. We've now put Jack's Law into permanent law, in the time of the trial, there was over 1,000 knives taken off young people in public places. 1,000 knives, like that's suitcases full of them.
Yes.
So that's being extended. We're also extending the public places where the police will have the power to wand, and we get all these human rights mob jumping up and down. I'd be wanted every day if it protects one Queenslander from being knifed by a young person. The police force, amazing, we've had the biggest intake of police, I think, in modern history in Queensland. By the end of May, every police station in the electorate of Cook will be fully manned. Now, that's extraordinary, given the police were leaving in droves last year. The only one that's not fully manned today is Weeper, and by the end of May, every police station will be fully forced. Now, we've got the task force, and we've got police with powers, and I think the biggest single step that we have taken to address this crime wave is through policing. And these police are doing a fantastic job of getting out there, catching these kids and bringing them before the courts. So we're on the move. Things are happening.
Oh, I'm so far, this is really encouraging. Police powers, how have they changed? How have they been strengthened?
We've given them resources. Children are no longer, detention is no longer the last resort. So the police catch these kids, they go to court in the morning, they're out at 4 in the afternoon, and you know, and they're catching them again the next night. So now they are being kept in custody. We've opened the remand centre down at Wacol. We're looking at other remand centres around the state now. So the police now have the power to arrest these children as if they were, these are serious and repeat offenders, remember, and they can arrest them as if they're adults, and they're treated by the courts as if they're adults. And this comes into bail and sentencing and remand. So it's working.
Yeah, I think you've mentioned 76 centres you'd located. That was, I presume, at Wacol Remand Centre. What about up here? I mean, do these kids get sent south if indeed they've got to serve a period of detention?
Look, they do at the moment, but I'm a very, very strong advocate for setting up a youth detention and remand centre up at Lotus Glen.
Yes.
The factors for this, it's away from any urban centre. There's already a work farm there.
Yep.
There are farms in the location where these young people could be taken out for day work. We can build a separate centre away from the main criminals, and all the other administrative processes are there. The council supports this, and I'm a really strong advocate for it. And a lot of these young people who get sent south, they no longer have positive contact with their families and relatives, whereas if they are up at Lotus Glen, at least that interaction can happen as well. And the transition back into normal life is far easier than taking them away and having to bring them back.
What response have you had from the judiciary, from the juvenile justice officials? Are they relaxed about this? Are they embracing the opportunity to get tough on crime?
Well, you saw Magistrate Dalton's us last week. He said to a young offender, had you been here a month ago, I would have had to probably let you out on probation with a community service order. He said, now, under these new laws, you are going to jail. And he was able to refer to his previous criminal history as a juvenile, and he sent him to detention. That's just one example. And you're seeing it more and more in the paper, where the magistrates and the judges are taking the action that the community want to see. And look, all of this takes time, and I'm confident, and I said it last time, by the end of this year, we will see a substantial shift in this crime wave that is impacting us. We just don't have to live like this.
Oh, this is music to my bloody ears, I've got to tell you. Already, this reduction, it's taken me by surprise, and I'm sure others as well. This is just since the Christopher Hulley government came to power. This is December 1 through February 28, 8.2% reduction in stolen cars, 8.4% reduction in break-ins, 4.8% reduction in robberies, 16.9% reduction in woundings. I mean, that's a significant reduction in those couple of months, in that short period since your government came to power.
And that will increase at an increasing rate. But, John, I wouldn't have people resting on their laurels. We need to remain vigilant.
We
need to continue to report crimes. We need to keep our houses safe. Ultimately, in time, we are going to beat this. We can't have a bunch of kids running our community. And look, and I get the whole thing about disadvantage and if they'd had opportunity. But the thing is, we've got to get them off the streets. Then we'll deal with how we're going to deal with their particular problems in life. We can't try and do both at the one time. You can't allow kids running wild on the streets without any sort of consequences, hoping that they'll see a better way in life. We need to take them off the streets, and give them that opportunity in a controlled way. And education is a compulsory component of detention.
Yes. Oh, this is a breath of fresh air. I've got to say, David Kempton, thank you for this instalment. If you don't mind, we'll stay in touch. There's going to be people out there saying, I'm not sure I can get my head around this. This is too encouraging. So let's keep going. And as energised and as focused as you are, David, really appreciate it. Thank you.
Anytime you like, John. Thank you.
Gee, isn't that, there you go, breath of fresh air. Very encouraging. State Member for Cook for the LNP. That's David Kempton.